AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Police are still looking for the gunman who shot 10 people on a subway train in Brooklyn, New York. Mayor Eric Adams in New York says they're now looking for 62-year-old Frank R. James as a suspect. Aylin Paz lives in Brooklyn.
It was also scary because knowing that he's still on the loose. So it's like this could just be something that happens again or encourages other people to do it.
Police believe James rented a van possibly connected to the violence. Authorities were examining social media videos in which he called the United States a racist place, awash in violence. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning countries that undermine the sanctions the U.S. and its allies have imposed on Russia over Ukraine will face consequences.
Perhaps seeing an opportunity to gain by preserving their relationship with Russia and backfilling the void left by others. Such motivations are short-sighted. The future of our international order, both for peaceful security and economic prosperity, is at stake.
There aren't any countries yet subverting the sanctions, but there are fears among the allies China could do so. The presidents of four countries on Russia's doorstep, Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, are visiting Ukraine in a show of support for the embattled country. Protests over Texas Governor Greg Abbott's latest border security measure are slowing down the flow of trade on the U.S.-Mexico border. Since Monday, Mexican truckers have blocked the Far Reynosa International Bridge in protest after the Republican governor last week directed state troopers to pull over and inspect trucks coming into Texas. The number of new coronavirus cases and deaths reported to the World Health Organization fell for the third consecutive week. Police in Miami arrested a woman in the deaths of her two children, ages 3 and 5, after officers responded to repeated hang-up 911 calls. This is AP News. After Russia's withdrawal from the area around Kyiv in Ukraine, residents have been coming home, at least to what's left. In Irpin, police are still walking through near-empty buildings looking for bodies and mines. Oksana Liuka cleared broken glass from her living room floor, using work gloves to carry pieces as large as dinner plates.
We feel just empty because all of us, we have like a piece of heart here. It's our houses, so I felt terrible actually, especially when I saw from outside my apartment, my building. It's very hard to see.
Now people are showing up again in Irpin to look at what they left behind.
Our main problem now, it's Russians still in our country, so we have to win war and then we will decide.
Liuka says houses and property are not the most important thing.
People are suffering, people are dying, and this is the main problem for now.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.